reducing racial discrimination and segregation in housing. Johnson opposed racial discrimination in all activities. In his State of the Union address on January 8, 1964, he said, "Let me make one principle of this administration abundantly clear. All of these increased opportunities in employment, in education, in housing, and in every field must be open to Americans of every color. As far as the writ of federal law will run, we must abolish not some but all racial discrimination." Although Johnson considered eliminating racial discrimination as desirable for its own sake, he also believed reducing segregation would improve the economic circumstances of blacks. Johnson pursued racial and economic integration through initiatives that changed the mix of housing programs and more direct measures to fight racial discrimination and promote racial integration. His expansion of public housing might have contributed to racial segregation, but we believe that at least a circumstantial case is to be made that the net effect of all Johnson's initiatives, including civil rights legislation intended to reduce discrimination in the private housing market and laying the groundwork for a shift away from public housing projects towards subsidized private projects and housing vouchers, helped contribute to the decline in residential racial segregation that has occurred in the United States starting sometime around 1970. Initiatives to address discrimination and segregation. Johnson's major legislative initiatives, the 1964 and 1968 Civil Rights Acts, had provisions applicable to housing discrimination. Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 prohibited discrimination based on race, color, or national origin in any program or activity receiving federal financial assistance, which obviously includes low-income housing programs. A week after the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., Congress passed the 1968 Civil Rights Act, which had been under consideration for some time. Section 8, known as the Fair Housing Act, broadened the scope of the 1964 Act to include most housing market transactions. Some argue that these acts provided extremely limited tools to achieve their purposes. Mainly, they allowed private fair housing groups the right to sue alleged violators. Over time, these groups became increasingly active and effective in winning lawsuits. However, this case-by-case approach, arguably, had limited potential to affect the overall pattern of racial segregation. Others maintain that the laws could have been used much more aggressively to promote racial integration. For example, the 1968 Act required federal agencies to affirmatively further fair housing. In selecting which privately owned projects received subsidies, HUD could have given much more weight to the minority concentration in the neighborhood of the proposed project and effective affirmative marketing methods. Under the Johnson administration, HUD issued some regulations and directives to implement the 1964 Civil Rights Act. However, it is not clear how vigorously HUD pursued them. Opposition to racial integration in housing was substantial. Because the 1968 Act occurred at the end of Johnson's term, its implementation fell to the Nixon administration. Although President Nixon did not share his HUD Secretary George Romney's enthusiasm for government actions to promote racial integration in housing, he did implement the 1968 Fair Housing Act. On June 11, 1971, he issued a lengthy statement that summarized the constitutional provisions, statutes, and executive orders related to racial discrimination in housing and the policies of his administration in this regard. Soon after, HUD issued regulations for the selection of housing projects under the Public Housing Program and programs that subsidized privately owned projects that gave some weight to providing non-segregated housing opportunities to minorities, albeit a weight that deeply disappointed those with the greatest enthusiasm for promoting racial integration. This was the most immediate direct descendant of Johnson's Fair Housing initiatives. The Fair Housing Amendments Act of 1988 was an important, but much later, descendant that substantially increased the tools for enforcement. In addition to his landmark civil rights laws, Johnson pursued low-income housing policies that weakened the ability of local governments to control the locational choices of subsidized households. Under his signature rental and home ownership programs, local governments did not have the same veto power over the location of projects as they did with public housing, though they sometimes attempted to use their zoning powers and other local regulations to prevent projects at particular locations.